Om Shanti. So as you know that today's topic is how to become double light. Soul is a light. And mentally also I have to remain light. Or you can say physically, mentally, both I have to become double light. And whenever I am a double light, I enjoy my Brahman life. Whenever I am double light, I have better connection with Baba. Oh, still, okay. When you're ready, let me know. Okay, everybody's getting translation, okay? Okay? Yeah, okay, thank you. So how do I remain double light in my Brahmin life? Because little situations comes in everyone's life. And we all face those situations. But how we face, that is the important thing. Some people live in a householder. Maybe situations will come according to the family level, situations will be there. Yeah, we are living in center. Center level problems will come. But problems comes in front of everybody. No one is free from that. Yeah. So I have to learn certain things and remind certain things to myself. Then I can able to protect myself. And I can remain double light. So which thing makes my soul very, very heavy? Like this morning we all are listening Baba's Murli. Baba was saying, yeah, that subtle forms of vices, actually that makes my soul very, very heavy. After coming to Baba, it's very easy to renounce the gross form of the vices. But subtle forms of vices still remains there. And because of those subtle forms of vices, we perform wrong actions. And then burden increases on my soul. And then I find meditation very difficult. Give you example. Once we recognize Baba, we become Brahman. Easy to renounce lust. Yeah? But still some desires are there. Easy to renounce the gross form of anger. But sometimes we do become little irritated. Yeah, irritation, frustration, feelings of revenge, bossiness, all those subtle forms of anger keep emerging. And those subtle forms of anger make my soul very heavy. Greed is not there anymore. But still I like to accumulate something. Yeah, attachment is not there. But still, I like something and I like someone. Arrogance is not there. But still now and then, that awareness of I and my emerges. Sometimes laziness comes, fear comes. All these subtle forms of the vices, that makes my soul very, very heavy. And then I struggle in meditation. I don't get that power from Baba. Yeah? So I need to work on those subtle forms of vices. How do I work? Yeah? So whenever there is a desires, worldly desires emerging, I should remind myself that Baba's love is the pure love. Baba's love is an unconditional love. Baba's love, which will make me forget this whole world. Baba's love is a true love. So when I focus more and more towards Baba's love and experiencing that love through meditation, then I become free from the subtle form of lust. Wherever there is anger is there. No need to keep thinking that, oh, I have terrible temper. How should I get rid of this anger? If I am keep churning anger, that is not a solution to become free from anger. If I want to become free from subtle forms of anger, I need to remind myself again and again the power of silence, tolerance power, power of peace. If I focus on those positive qualities, which will help me to become free from the subtle forms of anger. Wherever there is a greed, I should remind myself about contentment. Baba has given me the title that you children are jewel of contentment. Whom Baba called the jewel of contentment? What qualifications they have? Yeah? The one who remain contented with the self. The one who remain contented with others. And contented with Baba. Because sometimes we have lot of expectations from Baba. Whatever Baba is saying, we are not doing everything. Yeah? But we expect whatever I say, Baba should be doing. Yeah? So I need to learn that art, remaining contented with Baba also. When I receive this 3 certificate from 3, then Baba will give me the title of Jewel of Contentment. And contented souls, I have seen, they always, always remain happy in their life. I remember one little story. In that story, they say that there was a one businessman. And this businessman has accumulated so much wealth that his 10th generation can eat the wealth. No problem. So much wealth was there. But this businessman was worried about his 11th generation. What he will eat. Yeah? And because of that worry, yeah, he became sick. Because when you worry, it's effect on your body. Yeah? So he became very, very sick. And some of his friends, they were trying to help him, but somehow nothing was going in his mind. So one day, somebody said to this businessman that there is a one sannyasi has come, yogi person has come, and he was staying in jungle, one of the cave. So this person has encouraged this businessman, why don't you go and see this yogi person and get the blessing from him and he will help you to become free from worry. And one day he put all courage together, yeah, and he decided to go to see this yogi person. Now you can't go to see yogi person with empty handed. So he decided to take one fruit basket with him. And he went to jungle to see this yogi man. And when he went in front of him, he was meditating. Yeah? And then he said to him, look, yogi ji, I am here. Yeah? And I brought this little gift for you. And he put the fruit basket in front of him. And then he opened his eyes and he looked on this fruit basket and then he said that I already received my lunch for for today. Yeah, and he showed there was one basket was sitting in the corner. Yeah, my lunch is already there. I won't need any more fruit today. Yeah, but if you have any problem, you can ask me. I am happy to help you. Yeah, and then this businessman was thinking that, look, I got enough wealth. My 10th generation can eat. And I am worrying about my 11th generation. Yeah? And this yogi person, he's not even worried about what he will eat tomorrow. He only got today's lunch. He's not worrying about tomorrow. And I am worrying about, yeah? About 11th generation. This is not right. Yeah? And then he said very politely to this yogi person, that I already got the answer of my question. Yeah, I don't have anything to ask you. Yeah, so what I mean, some people are very, very contented in their life. And those who are contented, they always remain happy in their life. Yeah, so wherever the greed comes, I should think more and more about power of contentment, which will make me free from the greed. Yeah, wherever there is attachment is there. I should think about detachment. Yeah, remind myself beautiful example of the lotus flower. Yeah, lotus flower is grow into that dirt, but still is up above from everything. So detached and loving. I have to become like a lotus flower. Yeah, wherever there is the arrogance is there, I should remind myself humility. If I become humble in my life, yeah, then I will get respect from everybody. I don't have to expect respect. I will gain automatically. Yeah, in India we always compare arrogant person with a coconut tree. Yeah, all of you have seen coconut tree, yeah? So tall, not easy to reach and get the fruit from coconut tree. While climbing, if you fall down, yeah, every bone will be crushed. Yeah, if you are tired, you can't sit underneath coconut tree. Imagine if coconut will fall. This coconut will break. Yeah? So arrogant people have lot of good qualities. But because of that arrogance, people are not experiencing any benefit. Yeah? So wherever there is an arrogance is there, I need to remind myself that I have to become a humble. Yeah? Humility is the decoration of the yogi people. It's the decoration of this Brahmin life. Wherever there is a laziness is there. Yeah, I should remind myself that I have to remain very alert and active in Brahmin life. If I am alert, active, laziness would not come. Yeah, wherever little fear or subtle form of fear is there, I should remind myself beautiful quality of the courage. I have to become courageous in this life. And those who are courageous, they always experience help from Baba. That's what Baba says, children, you only have to take one step forward. I take 10 step forward. But first, I have to show courage. Yes, some people in the world, they also think that why should I help? First, Baba should help me. Yeah? But in the world, very popular saying is there. Yeah? God helps those who help themselves. Yeah? If I don't have courage of helping myself, how can I receive help from Baba? Yeah? So I have to build up that courage. So in that way, when I think all those positive qualities which will help me to become free from the subtle forms of all those vices, yeah, then I will remain light in my life. Another reason I have seen is a lack of self-respect. Yes, sometimes some people lose their self-respect very easily. Yeah, imagine two people are there. One person is a very bright, very clever, very talented. Another person is not like that. Yeah, then this person will start comparing with another one. That, oh, this person is so good, so clever. I haven't got any quality in my life. I don't know why Baba has chosen me. Yeah? When you think like that way, straight away, you lose your self-respect. Yeah? The seed of losing self-respect is comparison. Yeah? No need to do the comparison. Whatever part Baba has given me, that is the best part which I have to play. No one can play the part what I play. Yeah? So I need to learn to appreciate my part, my qualities, values. Yeah? With that awareness, no comparison, competition will be there. Yeah? Sometimes what happens when person loses the self-respect, what happens? Yeah, you don't feel inside happy. Yeah? You feel inside so heavy. So how do I maintain my self-respect in Brahmin life? I always remember the example of Brahma Baba. Yeah, Dadi always says that Brahma Baba never ever lost his self-esteem throughout his life. Whenever Baba would see the picture of little baby Krishna, Baba would become very happy. Yeah, and Baba would used to say, look children, I am going to become this. Yeah, he would become so happy. Yeah, so it's very important thing that we can maintain our self-respect in this life. How do I maintain my self-esteem? Yeah? Baba gives us the various yuktis. To build up my self-esteem, best method is churning knowledge. Churning knowledge gives me lot of power. Early days, probably you remember, people used to churn buttermilk manually. Yeah? And they, when you churn buttermilk, you get the cream. Yeah? But when you churn the water, you don't get anything. Yeah? Waste of time. Waste of energy. Yeah? So churning knowledge is like a churning buttermilk. And when I churn the knowledge, very beautiful points would emerge. One of the example written in our scripture, some of you may heard this example. In that example, they say that one day what happened? The deities, good people, and devils, bad ones, yeah, both have decided to churn the big ocean. And they started churning the ocean. They put lot of time, energy and effort. Yeah? And after churning the ocean, do you know what the first thing emerged from the ocean? First thing emerged was the poison. Yeah? And when poison emerged, nobody wanted. Not deities, not devils. So what they did? They offered that poison to Baba. Yeah, Baba accepted that poison. Again they started churning ocean. Yeah? And then nectar emerged. Lakshmi emerged. All jewels emerged, all lovely things emerged, which everybody wanted. Yeah? So same thing happens with us. When we start churning the ocean of knowledge, what first thing emerged? Eh? Wise thought, negative thoughts, like a poison. Yeah? And some children becomes a bit afraid. They think that, oh my God, when I start churning the knowledge, all this rubbish emerge. And then they become just tired. They stop churning the knowledge. Yeah? But remember our memorial of the bhakti. Yeah? Whenever this rubbish poison is emerging, give it to Shiv Baba. Because in bhakti, Baba has taken. Yeah? Give it to Baba. Baba will take it away very easily. But again, start churning the ocean of knowledge. Then all beautiful things will emerge. So churning knowledge is a very good method to build up my self-esteem. Yeah? Sometimes Baba says, every day we read Baba's Murali. And many wonderful points Baba shares with us in Murali. And no one remembers the whole Murali. Right? So what I should be doing, just choose few main points of the Murali. Yeah? And throughout the day, I should remind myself that today Baba said this thing to me. Yeah? So if I start thinking about the Murali points, which will help me a lot and gives me that power and intoxication. Sometimes in Murali, Baba gives us very beautiful titles. Yeah? Good to remember those titles and good to become the embodiment of those titles. Yeah? Those titles also gives us a lot of power. Sometimes when we meet Dadi or senior Didis, we receive lot of blessings. Yeah? Whenever you are feeling bit down, start reading those blessings. Because we know the blessings aren't ordinary words. They are words from Baba, God. Yeah? And those words makes me very, very powerful. Yeah, I remember there was a one brother. He still is in Gyan. He used to be in Gyan nearly more than 25 years. Yeah? So you can imagine in 25 years how many blessings you receive. So many. Yeah? So he accumulated so many blessings. And he created little exhibition of the blessings in his room. And he was sharing his experience to me. And he was saying to me that, look sister, whenever any problem would come or anything go wrong, I don't go here or there or anywhere. I straight go to my room and start reading all those blessings. It takes me half an hour. Yeah? But after half an hour, when I come from my room, I feel so light and happy. Yeah? So blessings makes us like that. So when I understand the value of the blessings, yeah, then I will remain very intoxicated and my self-esteem will be very good. Yeah? Sometimes Baba says that remember some of the good experiences which I had in meditation. Maybe if you meditate in Madhuban or anywhere in retreat place or even in your own centers, whatever good experiences you have, start remembering those happiest moments of your life. Yeah? Those beautiful experiences helps me to build up my self-esteem. Sometimes Baba says music also helps me a lot to build up my self-esteem. Yeah, whenever you are feeling little bit down, yeah, start playing Baba's music. Music also elevates our mood. Yeah, so when I use all these various methods which will help me to build up my self-esteem. Yes, sometimes in our life, some severe problems also comes. Yeah, storm comes outside, but sometimes storm comes inside also. Yeah, and during those storm times, you don't feel to do anything. What would you do at that time? If you are passing through such a severe storm in mind, yeah, you won't feel to meditate. Yeah, you won't feel to read anything or write anything. What would you do during that time? Because I don't have to entertain my mind with those negativity. I need to do some action. Yeah? So if I am passing through such a severe storm, best thing is just go for a walk. Yeah? Leave the place, environment, whoever people around with you, leave everybody. Go for a walk half an hour, 45 minutes, yeah? And then think whatever is bothering to you. And when you are in different environment, yeah, your mind and intellect will work nicely. And after walk, when you come back, you really, really feel a bit relaxed, yeah? And little light. So all these different methods I need to use, yeah, then I can able to build up my self-esteem, yeah. And this self-esteem makes me also double light in my life, yeah. Another reason I have also seen that sometimes people become too extroverted. Yeah, when you become too extroverted, what happens? Extroverted people just see others, what others are doing. Yeah, when I see someone's defect will come in my life. Yeah, when I see someone's good quality will come in my life. Yeah, so whenever I become extroverted, when I see others, that kind of habit makes my mind very, very heavy. Yeah, in one little story says that one day what happened, there was a one king, yeah, and this king used to believe that when you get up early in the morning, if you see the face of some nice person, yeah, whole day will go very nicely, yeah. If you see the face of not nice person, then whole day will be spoiled. Yeah, that's what he used to believe. And one morning when he got up, yeah, there was a one servant, he passed through his room and he saw the face of the servant. Yeah, after seeing the face of the servant, whole day was spoiled. Because after morning, when he would get up, he would go for morning walk. So when he was walking, the one of the branch of the tree fell on his head. So he hurt little bit. Again he started walking, little hole was on the ground. So his ankle was sprained. So 3-4 things went wrong that day. And end of the day he sat down and he started thinking, when I got up, whose face I have seen? Yeah? And then he remembered, yes, there was a one servant. I saw him. After seeing his face, whole day my spoiled. Yeah? So now he wanted to give punishment to this servant. Yeah? And poor servant was so innocent. Yeah? And king gave such a severe punishment to this servant. He wanted to hang him. And this poor servant couldn't say anything. Early days, whatever king decide, you have to do it. You can't argue. Yeah? And the day came, they were going to hang him. Yeah? Before hanging him, you know, they asked him the question that, do you have any final wish? And then this poor servant said, yes, I do have one final wish. He said, what would you like to do? He said, I want to whisper something in king's ear. I don't want to say anything in public. Yeah? And then they allowed him to go in front of the king. He was sitting there. And then he whispered in his ear. And he said, hey king, the day when you saw my face, you only heard little bit. Yeah? But the day when I saw your face, I have to die. And the king really, really thought seriously. Yeah? Yeah, when I saw his face, I only heard little bit. But the day, yeah, when he saw my face, he's going to die. This is not right. Yeah? And then, after that realization, he made him free from punishment. Yeah? So what I mean, it's very easy to see someone else's defect. Yeah? Not easy to see our own defect. Yeah? That's why Baba gives us very, very beautiful title. He says, we Baba's children have to become a holy swan. Yeah? What holy swans they do? They always pick up good things. I have to pick up the virtues from everyone. Yeah? Not defect. And when I can able to pick up the good qualities, for that I need to remain introverted. Introverted means, I don't mean like that you don't talk to anyone. Yeah? Introverted means sometimes so nice to enjoy the company of the self and company of Baba. Whenever I am with people, good to enjoy the company. Yeah? But whenever I am alone, good to enjoy the company of the Baba and self. So here I need to maintain balance. Balance between introvertness and extrovertness. That kind of balance is there. Then this kind of balance will make my life easy. Yeah? And very, very enjoyable. Another reason I have seen was like a thinking about the past. Yes, some people, they keep thinking about the past. In past, lot of good things we have also done. But generally when people start thinking about past, they don't think the good things of the past. Yeah? They start thinking the bad things, negative things of the past. Yeah? And when I start thinking all those useless things, which not going to help me. Yeah? When I start thinking all these past mistakes, which makes my mind very, very heavy. I can't fly. Can't have meditation. Yeah? So I need to remind myself that past is past. I can't change. It's happened already. Yeah, past is past. But still present and future both are in my hands. Sometimes while thinking the past, I am spoiling my present and also future. Yeah? Because what is the future? Future is a reflection of my present life. That's what Daddy always says, that past is like a bhoot. In Hindi, past means like a bhoot. Bhoot means ghost. Who would like to sit down and would like to remember the ghost? No one would remember the ghost. So past is like a remembering the ghost, which gives me sorrow, pain, suffering, and unhappiness. Yeah? So whenever past emerges, I should bring back my mind into the present life. Yeah? And I should be appreciating my present. Look in present. We are playing part with Baba. Baba, almighty authority is with me. Any impossible things can make possible because I have company of Baba. So when I bring my mind back into the present, yeah, then mind becomes free from the past. Because mind is like a little baby. Yeah, when baby is playing with the valuable toy, if you snatched away the toy, baby will make lot of noise. Yeah? But baby is playing with the valuable toy, you give another toy to baby. Yeah? So valuable toy he will put down. Yeah? Same thing. When my mind is start entertaining with the past, yeah? Feed lot of good thoughts to the mind. Yeah? This mind needs some sort of the work. So I need to occupy my mind, feeding good thoughts. Then automatically I'll be free from the other kind of wise thoughts. Yeah? So I just need to pay little attention and little effort. Yeah? Then I can become free from the past. Other day I was reading one little book. Very beautiful quotation was written. In that quotation they said that yesterday is a history. Tomorrow will be mystery. And today is a gift. That's why we call it present. Yeah? So my present life is a beautiful gift for me. When I appreciate like that way, yeah, then I can able to enjoy and take maximum benefit of this present life. And if my present is good, future is a reflection of my present life. Yeah? My future will be definitely good. Yeah? So with this awareness, one can become free from the past. Yeah, other day there was a one scientist, he did little experiment and he said that every person has a memory chip. Yeah? And certain capacity is there. Yeah? Like many flash drives, you can see 2 GB, 3 GB, 4 GB. Yeah? So every person has certain capacity in that memory chip. And now and then, I need to delete useless things from that memory chip. If I don't delete, then what would happen? Yeah? Good things I cannot store in that memory chip. Yeah, that's why nowadays you can see youngsters, what they do. They remember lot of useless information in their brain. Yeah? But they forget where they put the key. They forget where they put the pen. Just common, simple things. They forget. Because there is no space in memory chip. Yeah? So now and then I should sit in meditation, yeah, and see what is the useless things are there and good to delete, yeah, then good things I can able to remember, yeah, and I can able to take the benefit of those good things, yeah. Another reason also I have seen why people become very heavy is like a too much thinking nature. Some people are there in the world, they have this kind of nature, thinking, too much thinking. maybe little things are there. They think and make it like a mole into a mountain. Yeah? And which gives them headache. Yeah? So I need to build up my nature such a way, easygoing nature. So anything I should not take too seriously. If I take every single thing too seriously, what would happen? Yeah? I'll have headache. I become too heavy. Yeah? So I need to change, mold my nature. Yeah? Things are there. It's okay. But I should not take too seriously. Or I should not worry too much. Some people have this worrying nature. And nowadays, you know, doctors also says 99% are psychosomatic problem. Even doctors cannot help them. It's not a physical. It's a mental problem. They can't help. That's why doctor says that three things aren't good for body and mind. Do you know which three things? Our doctor says nowadays, too much worry, too much hurry, and too much curry, spices. Yeah? If I worry too much, it will affect my heart. People have heart problems. Blood pressure will go very high. Yeah? If I do too much hurry, I'll make too many mistakes. And when person makes too many mistakes, what happens? You lose enthusiasm. You won't move forward very easily. And third thing is too much curry. Yeah? Spices. Which our internal organs, not good for them. Yeah? People, they say that those who eat too much chili, they have terrible temper. So sometimes too much things no good. Yeah? So I need to keep remind myself. Another saying they also says that those who worry, they die many times before reaching the funeral pyre. Yeah? Because worried people always. Yeah, too many thoughts are there. Other day I was just reading one newspaper. In that newspaper, little article was there that there was a one surgeon. He's supposed to operate somebody on that day, and that day was a bad day for him. Yeah, some things happened in his life, so he was worrying quite a bit. And while doing on operation table, yeah, too much worry was there. In that state of mind, he started doing the operation. And he cut the wrong vein. Yeah, patient died. So sometimes happens that when person worries, intellect doesn't work. Because mind and intellect has a very, very close connection. When mind works, intellect doesn't work. When intellect works, mind doesn't work. I give you example. Like whenever a person is upset, angry, disturbed. Yeah? You see, upset person speaks so much without thinking. Yeah? Later on, when his mind calms down, then intellect works. Yeah? Then he has realization. Yeah? That I shouldn't be saying this thing. I shouldn't be doing this thing. Then person comes in front of you and apologized whatever he did or whatever he said. Yeah? So mind and intellect has very close connection. Both, they don't work together. Yeah? So that's why I need to keep remind myself, if I am worrying too much, yeah? Then my intellect will be blocked. I won't be able to see through problems clearly. Because sometimes you see intellects becomes very, very cloudy. Problems are there. I can't see. Yeah? But when my mind is a bit calm, peaceful, state of mind is better, then I can see through problems very easily. And I can able to make very quick, correct, accurate decisions in my life. Yes, so any time whenever I want to make important decisions of my life, first thing I should check my state of mind. Yeah, if it is calm, positive, then you will able to take the right and correct decision. Then I become successful in my life. Yeah, another reason I have also seen that sometimes people, they don't have clear connection with Baba. If my yoga is not accurate, I'm not going to get power from Baba. And if there is no power, what would happen? I feel inside very heavy. Yeah? So whenever I sit in meditation, I should check my connection. How the connection is with Baba. Like if you want the light, first thing we need to do accurate wiring. If wiring is little loose, you can't get the light. Yeah? So if I want to get that power from Baba, I need to check my connection. Yeah? If my connection is accurate with Baba, if my connection is direct connection with Baba, close relationships there, then I am going to get that power from Baba. And Baba's power makes me very light, happy, and peaceful. Because throughout the day, you can see we have to do so many things in this world, and while using our power, end of the day, our battery becomes a bit dull. Yeah? So we need to recharge this battery. Yeah? If I am keep recharging the battery, yeah? Power is there. Then no problem is there. Yeah? But sometimes you can see when we sit in meditation, maybe Amrit Vela, maybe any time, yeah? Something is bothering us. Mind is heavy. Too many waste thoughts are there. Actually, we don't have yoga with Baba. We keep nodding off. We are sitting here, but we keep nodding off. Yeah? Because I'm not getting power. Yeah? And sometimes you ask somebody, says, oh, sister, I have great meditation. Yeah? But it's not meditation. Might have great sleep, but not meditation. Yeah? So I need to now and then check my connection. How the connection is with Baba. Then that power will give, makes me very, very light and makes me happy. Yeah? Sometimes also I have seen that some complicated things happens in our life. Like give you example of the defamation. If somebody is defaming you, if somebody is giving you hard time, what would you do in that situation? When defamation is there, naturally you will think about defamation. Yeah? And when I think, it will make me very heavy. So what would you do during that time? If somebody is defaming me, first thing, I need to check that this defamation is correct or not correct. If it is correct, then I should bring transformation in my life. If they are saying just like that, then don't worry. I give you little example. In that example, they say that the once You know, this is an example of Buddha's life. One day he was passing through jungle, and there was a one person who was very, very against of Buddha. As soon as he saw the Buddha, he started saying bad words to Buddha. And Buddha heard those words. Yeah? But he didn't pay much attention. He smiled and started walking on his path. His disciple was with him. He asked him question that this person has given you so many bad things, but you didn't respond. You was just smiling and you started walking. Why? And Buddha gave very beautiful answer. He said, he gave me so many defamation, but not a one single defamation I accepted. Yeah, if I did not accept, it didn't come to me. It stays to that person. Yeah, if somebody says to us that you are liar, if I am not liar, why should I take those words? Yeah, if I take defamation, then I become upset. But if I am not like that, why should I accept that defamation? Yeah? So whenever defamation comes, I need to check. This is a correct one or not? If defamation is a correct, then I should bring transformation in my life. Because sometimes very, very hard to see our own weaknesses. If somebody is reminding me, good to say thank you very much for telling me. No need to become upset. But sometimes if I am not doing like that and somebody is defaming me, yeah, then that is a little test is there. Yeah, then I need to remind myself. It's all right. I am settling my accounts. Yes, sometime, somewhere, I must have defamed these people. Yeah? That's why they are defaming me. So I'm settling the accounts. Yeah? So if I take positive way, I adopt this positive approach, then I will not become upset or disturbed. Yeah? So whenever situations are there, problems are there, I should think they are here so I can move forward very easily. Yeah, they are here to make me the experienced. Because Raj Yoga is a very, very practical meditation. If I have experience in my life, something I've been through, then if other person is going through similar kind of problem, then I can explain that person through my own experience because I've been through. Yeah? And some things you've been through, it will come from your heart. And something comes from the heart, hit the heart. Yeah? If I haven't experienced, then it will come from the head. Yeah? And whichever comes from the head, it will not stay very long there. Temporary. Yeah? But something comes from the heart. Heat the heart. Brings transformation.
सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो
विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे
In this way, all different reasons are there. If I pay attention on all those reasons, then I can experience that happiness, lightness, intoxication in my Brahmin life. Because little problems always comes. And whenever, like we were talking about this deformation, this kind of situation arises, I always remember the example of Brahma Baba. I always keep Baba in front of me. Because look, early days in Yajna, many problems came in front of Baba. But Baba had lot of courage. And he had that faith on Shiv Baba. With courage and faith, Baba faced all those problems. So this Baba's example really, really gives us lot of power. Yeah, Baba used to say that those who defame us, they are our best friends. Yeah, if they don't defame, we would not know what change we have to bring in our life. Yeah, so Baba says that just think that they are our best teachers. They are our very good friends. Yeah. Sometimes I always remember the example of the elephant. Yeah. When we were little, we used to live in India, one of the street. The elephant used to come in our street. Like in India, you know, you probably all of you have noticed that in India we have open zoo. Yeah. In our country, when we go back, yeah, we have to pay money to go to zoo. But in India, no problem. It's an open zoo. Yeah, all animals, human beings, everybody walk together. Yeah, and you notice also, they have a great global cooperation. Yeah, they exactly know who has to give way to whom. Yeah, some of you probably had this experience when you drive, you know, on the highway, even on the road, open road, the buffalo would come in front of you. Yeah, you toot the horn, buffalo would say, yes, I am listening. Again you toot the horn, buffalo would say, I am not going to move. You know, drivers are so patient. Yeah, they move their vehicle. Yeah, in India they call buffalo is a RTO, road tax officer. They don't move. Yeah, you have to move. Yeah, so our Indian drivers, you notice, they are very, very patient. Yeah, in our country, you can see, if you make little mistake on road, how many blessings you get? And top of that stern eye. Yeah, but here people are very, very flexible. Yes, I was just telling about this story of the elephant. So when we were little, this elephant would come in our street. And as soon as the elephant come, all dogs of the street, they come together also. And somehow, they don't like elephant. Yeah? So as soon as dogs, they see the elephant, they start barking towards the elephant. Yeah? But you can see the speciality of elephant. They never ever look backward. Yeah? Let me see how they bark. Never. Yeah? They keep walking with that dignity on their path. Yeah? So sometimes we have to make our stage like an elephant. Yeah? If somebody is saying something, don't take it too seriously. Yeah? Whenever they're tired, they stop saying. Yeah? So when I make my stage bit elevated, which helped me a lot, and I go beyond defamation and beyond all this negativity. Yeah? It doesn't affect me. Yeah? So that kind of stage. Yeah? Somebody said something. Yeah? So, when I pay attention on all those different things, yeah, which will help me to become a double light. Yeah? Because it's very important thing that physically, mentally, both I have to remain light and active. Then I will have good yoga with Baba, and then I can able to get that power from Baba. And that power will help me to bring transformation in my life. And it also helps me to guide other people also. Yeah? So that's why all these little things are there. Nothing is serious. Just little things, when I pay little attention and little effort. Yeah? Then I can able to remain double light and I can able to fulfill Bab Dada's hopes and I can enjoy this Brahmin life. Okay? Om Shanti. So anyone has any question or? Yeah? Is it clear? Yeah. What is that? I think we all learn through mistakes. So if we are making mistake, yeah, no need to churn the mistake, but good to churn the lesson. Yeah? Good to treasure that lesson. So next time I will not make same mistake again. Yeah, like some people make again and again mistake and say sorry to Baba. That's not a point. Yeah? If I make mistake once, twice, okay. But I should have aim to learn something. Yeah, if I am learning, yeah, if I am remembering the lesson, what I have learned from that mistake, yeah, which will help me, my life very much. Because I always remember, Mama used to say that she never ever repeated same mistake again in her life. Yeah, that's why she took number one in the spiritual race. Yeah. So good to have aim, because otherwise what happens every time you make mistake, yeah, and we don't learn, then we lose our hope and enthusiasm. And then you won't find to move forward in your life. Yeah? So that's why good to have that aim. Okay? Okay, Om Shanti. So few minutes we remember Baba and we finish.